In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The Bruins have fired their head coach, and we will talk about that with Mike Milbury. Celtics win a cup game, and it pains me to call it that, and we will talk about that with Mego coming up at 9, and you can talk about both of those things all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI.
Santo hit a six-leg parlay in that game last night.
Sure.
But Wiggy skewed my way in which I think, because I was like, well, what's your payout? He's like, 150. I'm like, nah.
Right. Six legs, a buck.
But I was 50? Like, I should have been like, wow, that's amazing. That's amazing.
See, that's not amazing.
Don't listen to Wiggy on this stuff.
Cool. But it was so lackluster when he told me the amount. I'm like, oh. Right.
That's like him running home and saying, oh, I hit the lottery. For how much? 150.
So what did we have? What did he have in his when it came to legs?
We I had have like it.
Tatum. They must have been
had
super...
Tatum over 10 points.
Yes, exactly. Derek White won.
It was a smart one. He had Celtics money line.
Yeah.
Celtics minus -2 spread in the first quarter. Right. Jaylen Brown 3-pointers made over 2.
Yeah.
Derek White assists over 4.5.
Did he have Cleveland getting 40 points in the third quarter?
No.
As occurred
he didn't.
Last night?
No? Drew Holiday over 3.5 rebounds. Right. Jason Tatum over 28.5 points.
Yeah. Right. I hit a 5-legger myself last night.
Okay. What was your payout?
$120.
Oh. Yeah.
Courtney, I was waiting for an over 4.5 meatballs.
Yeah. You also hit a 5-entreer after the show yesterday in the studio.
All right, Shaq. Bagel boy, relax.
Oh.
All right, we have leads left.
Bagel boy.
Let's get to them. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. My lead this morning is an apology to one Greg Hill. I came at you yesterday saying that your Netflix buffering during the Mike Tyson, Jake Paul fight was your internet connection being bad.
You called it an old man technology me problem.
Yes. Yep. It does seem like it is a Netflix issue. Now, I had a few Chardonnays, what of it, going into that fight. So I thought the fight looked pretty good to me. But it seems like you were not the only one that dealt with buffering and glitches during the fight.
Oh.
There has been a lawsuit filed in Florida by a Ronald Blue Denton that accuses Netflix of breach of contract for the constant glitching during the event. Netflix has acknowledged the poor streaming quality and they released a statement saying this unprecedented scale created many technical challenges, which the launch team tackled brilliantly by prioritizing stability of the stream for a majority of viewers. Now, this is going to be a big worry for most heading into the Christmas Day games, especially the Ravens at Texans when it comes to the Beyonce situation, because if it's unprecedented for this fight, you know, what are the numbers going to be when it comes to the football games?
Well, that's not the only problem that Netflix has on their hands. There is speculation that there is about to be a massive class action lawsuit filed on behalf of those who wagered on the fight because of what Jake Paul said afterwards. And essentially, I'm paraphrasing, but that he could have knocked Tyson out, but he, you know, didn't want to knock Tyson. So you look at...
I think that was on the up and up. You are an absolute moron.
So wait
moron.
A second.
Correct.
Why are they suing?
But Curtis, the fact that it's not on the up and up and people are wagering on it is an issue really for the first time you know, because of the advent of legalized sports wagering.
Mm-hmm.
So now,
right,
boxing or, you know, I would not say, you can't say it about the UFC, but you've been able to say it about boxing for a long, long time, where some of these outcomes are sketchy at best. You now have to contend with those who are able to come at you legally,
mm-hmm,
and say, wait a second, I wagered on this thinking that it was a legit bout.
Yeah, but isn't that like a sports team going, yeah, we probably could have scored another 30 points if we wanted to, but we took our foot off the gas. Him saying, I could have knocked him out if I wanted to, but I just kind of, you know, I felt bad for him.
Do you look at that and say that was a legit fight?
Well, there's all types of stuff out there saying now that it could have been rigged or whatnot.
No, he just asked you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I honestly, because Tyson looked old and slow.
It was.
Did you
legit.
Watch the whole fight?
I didn't watch a second of it.
All right, so then, really, how the hell would you know?
Because I knew the second it started, it was BS.
No, but if you didn't watch one second of the fight...
It was World Wrestling Federation.
That's like me saying, well, you know what? Those debates were rigged. And you going, oh, did you watch the debates? And I go, no, I didn't watch one second of it.
Okay, let's go around the room.
How would I know then?
Because I saw the buildup to it,
I watched every single round of the fight.
Right. Sportsbooks took it off their...
I understand that.
Why do you think they did that?
Listen, I watched every single...
You just said you couldn't see it. It was buffering.
Did you watch the whole fight?
Yes. And
Tyson looked old.
Not the first. I mean, he looked like he could kill him in the first round. And it looked to me like he backed off.
But he did look old, and that's why I thought it was rigged, because it's like, why would Mike Tyson put himself through that? Like, you have to know.
There's 20 million or exactly. 40 million reasons why he did.
But I also, I just think that it was decided beforehand how this thing was going to go.
Of course.
It looked like the first round, where it was like, all right, Tyson had a little gas in the tank. And then after that, Jake Paul got hit a couple times early and said, all right, I need to stay away from his pot. And I'm not saying that it wasn't rigged.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying he looked old.
Right,
so,
we all knew that. He's 60.
Right, so
we work with an old guy.
It could have looked like Jake Paul just was taking it easy on this guy.
Why would he take it easy on him in a fight?
Yeah.
When was the last boxing match where somebody took it easy?
Well, I mean, that's what it looked like.
Wait. When was the last boxing match somebody took it easy on their opponent?
Floyd Mayweather, when he fought McGregor.
But if you're wagering on an outcome, it is unfair if one of the individuals is going to be taking it easy on
you. Well, don't wager on the bad outcome. Yes. Wager on the right outcome like a smart person, like Costo said on this show and like I did.
And don't wager on a fight that has a 58-year-old man fighting a 31-year-old man who the 31-year-old man looks up to the guy. He could have, in my opinion, I think Jake Paul could have dropped him at any time he wanted to.
Some of us have old man strength.
Yeah, well,
it's well documented by science.
It is interesting when Wiggy brings up like football, though, and if a team's being classy and not, you know, running it in for another score if they're up 50, if you wagered on it.
When it comes to those who wager.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Courtney.
Thank you.
Wiggy, good morning.
Great lead. Good morning. So, there's a little bit of reshuffling going on right now when it comes to the Big Four of Boston. Clearly, Celtics are the front runners by a wide margin.
When it comes to the best franchise.
When it comes to the best franchise. They are the front runners, and it's not even close. When you start to look at who's second in that list, I think that list has changed over a period of time. For me, it's Sox or Patriots on whichever one wins the offseason, right?
Yep.
I give the edge to the Patriots right now because of Drake May, but it's just by a little bit. If the Red Sox make a legit run and they get Juan Soto in the
Soto?
If they're able to get him in the offseason, then there's a legit chance that that could flip, but they're neck and neck. And the Bruins, they are in the rear. Very, very far away. I don't even know if they can barely see the brake lights. They're so far away. But when you start to look at the Bruins, I think most people would have had them second behind the Celtics.
Yeah.
And now they just completely talking about falling off the cliff. They did. So I think there's a reshuffling going on when it comes to the power rankings of the Big Four sports teams.
All right, Wiggy, thank you very much.
You got it.
The NFL this morning is considering putting even more restrictions on Tom Brady.
Wow.
When it comes to commentary on Fox after his recent interview with Patrick Mahomes. Of course, due to his partial ownership of the Raiders, Tom Brady is heavily restricted from participating in pregame production meetings and other avenues that would give him inside information, quote-unquote, on the other 31 teams in the league. However, there are some owners that are whining that those restrictions need to be increased after his interview with Patrick Mahomes. According to the Sports Business Journal's Ben Fisher, the league is considering a variety of policies, including requiring interviews to be held out of team facilities and even as far away from team hotels as possible, and monitoring by the league when it comes to Tom Brady's interaction with players that may occur outside of the actual game broadcast. This is ridiculous.
That's so
what
stupid.
Is the point? What is Tom Brady going to glean from a one-on-one sit-down interview with Patrick Mahomes that is going to, in any way, shape, or form, help the Raiders? What is the point of paying him as much money right. as you're going to pay him? He has, Curtis, you and I were talking about this the other day. He's made leaps and bounds when it comes to doing this job. I think he's excellent at it.
He's great. The ratings are great. And the other thing is, I don't know if you guys saw, I think it was Sunday. Yeah, he was doing the Bears game. And he was on the field, and Caleb Williams and Eberflus and all these guys went to him. Like, they wanted, because it's Tom Brady.
Right.
Like, you know, just like Michael Jordan, whatever. You want to go talk to the guy. It's so silly, but Wiggy and I have been agreeing on this for
it's one and done.
One and done.
You think it is, really?
Yes. Yeah,
so he gets through the Super Bowl, and then he's focused on the Raiders.
Then he's full-time Raiders, like he's the John Elway of the Raiders, where he's, you know, where Mark Davis is like, all right, who's the next coach we're hiring? What should we do in the draft? Like, that's where he's going from here on out. He's going to, you know, turn his attention on to that.
Yeah, because otherwise I feel like Olsen would be at Amazon. You know, I feel like he would be pissed and going somewhere else because he was so highly thought of before Brady came in. So I think Olsen will be back.
Yeah.
Fox has the Super Bowl. They're banking on it being Mahomes going for his fourth, a three-peat with Brady in the booth.
Okay.
Because you just can't keep him in there and not have him have that type of access. Remember I told you, we had this discussion.
Did.
It's like if he doesn't have that type of access, there are just like little things that he potentially could miss out that would make the broadcast even better. I was at practice. I saw this. I talked to Mahomes. They love this play. Whatever it is. Where the NFL knows that if he does, it might not be major, but it's a little bit of intel he can get for the Raiders.
But it's ridiculous that he can't comment on the officiating.
Yeah.
It handcuffs him when it comes to doing the broadcast.
Well, because
and,
he's
like,
an
owner. Not near the team hotel?
Yeah.
I think Brady's like knocking on doors, floor to floor.
I know. All right. Well, those are our leads, and it's a Celtics Wednesday, but it's also a Bruins Wednesday. Mike Milbury coming up at 8:20 on the firing of Jim Montgomery, and then Mego will join us at 9 on today's show. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Bruins have fired head coach Jim Montgomery. Don Sweeney announced yesterday that the team has relieved Montgomery of his duties as head coach. Associate coach Joe Sacco will assume interim head coaching duties. The Bruins released a thank you to the coach on X, saying, "Thank you, Jim. We wish you and your family all the best moving forward." Lame. The guys have Utah in town tomorrow night at 7. And the Celtics killed the Cavs' perfect record in their NBA Cup matchup last night. 120-117 the final from the TD Garden. The guys dominated the first half. And while they did let them in a bit in the third, they were able to seal the deal. Joe Mazzulla talked about how they were able to respond to the third quarter push.
Yeah, I mean, we just kept a level of poise about us. We were able to tighten up some of the stuff in the fourth quarter that we gave up in the third quarter. And we just showed a level of physicality that we can get to on both ends of the floor. I thought the guys did a great job. I thought we were physical the entire game. Which I care more about throughout the regular season is our physicality, our toughness. The details are the second most important thing, and we slipped a little bit of that in the third. But in the fourth, we picked up both of those things. But I thought we were extremely physical defensively, and I thought we were very poised and intentional on the offensive end, and I thought we made good reads.
Joe Mazzulla, certainly a player's coach at times.
Yep, my guy, Jiu-Jitsu Joe.
I don't know if Jiu-Jitsu Joe going forward ought to listen to Al Horford or anybody else who is telling you that they did not, who is screaming at you that they did not foul a guy and that you ought to use your coach's challenge.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you ought to go to the video and to the video experts before you unfortunately lose that and lose your timeout just based on Al Horford being as he should be.
Right.
Being very confident that he didn't foul.
So well, it happened so quickly because even the Cleveland coach kind of got into it at the end when he was like, should I challenge? Should I challenge? Looking down to his bench.
Yeah.
And then, you know, but it's like, and even Scal said it on the broadcast, like everything, any little bit of contact, there's contact on every play could be deemed a foul, but he did bring up the guy did travel before that.
Yeah.
So you would think like, all right, but I guess they don't look and go, all right, well, he did travel, so it's a no call.
The seasons are off now till Friday for another NBA Cup game, this one against the Wizards on the road. And some NFL news, another firing in New York as GM for the Jets, Joe Douglas, has been fired. In celebration of Awaken 180's 10-year anniversary, all consultations booked now through December 15th will be free. Reserve yours today. Awaken180weightloss.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Oh, it's 71 in Jupiter. Oh, wait. That's where I'll be next week. Sorry. 37 in Boston. Afternoon high of 55.
Well, coming up next, we'll get to They Said It. A quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. And that includes a comment on the irresponsible speculation on this very radio program about Patrice Bergeron as a potential head coach for the Boston Bruins. We'll get to all of that next.